Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your day today. Well, let's talk about watering. Let's talk about rain. Well, many parts of the country are not having that type of availability, so Tree Diaper can help you with that situation in your garden.
Well, right now, or before Tree Diaper, watering shrubs, bushes, and other trees was not your favorite job on your property, let's be honest. But with Tree Diaper, it's not really a job. Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases stored rainwater when plants need it. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain, or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. Made in the USA. Check out all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
So many people have problems with animals in their garden. Now, so there's some animals that we're happy to have in our garden. Animals, insects, butterflies, birds, bees, ladybugs, that type of thing. But there's also animals and insects that we don't want in our garden. So we're going to cover some of the animals that we want not in our garden and some of them that we do in order to kind of keep things balanced. But first, we want birds in our garden. Many people are like, no, I want to get birds out because they're pecking holes in this and they're destroying that. Some birds do that. Some birds, that's just part of their nature. However, if you incorporate enough, and it's not 100% foolproof, but if you create enough of an environment for them, they will most of the time leave things alone for you to enjoy your garden, and they can enjoy your garden as well. We've got bird feeders set up.
Right. So we have the bird feeder set up. Also, when birds are pecking holes into your tomatoes or any other kind of watery fruit, a lot of times they're just looking for water. So you could create a bird bath. You could just take like a shallow, larger bowl and put some rocks in there and some water, and that will give them a place to get some water, things like that.
Yeah, we fill our bird feeders full with Wild Delight bird food. And then, you know, people like, well, the squirrels are getting into the bird feeder. Wild Delight has that covered for you. They've got a bird food that is infused with chili oil because the birds can't taste the oil, but the squirrels do not like the oil. So that's one way in order to keep the birds in and the squirrels away, and it's worked very well for us.
Right. So that is one way. So now sometimes people have squirrels or chipmunks. Chipmunks are a little bit more erratic. Squirrels, you can control them somewhat.
Some people choose to do methods that we won't mention on here because we want it to be somewhat of a family-friendly program.
Right.
Once they do this, they don't come back ever.
Yeah.
But what are some ways in which we can get rid of them not using that method?
Sure. So you can lure them away from the plants.
Here, squirrel.
No, not that. No, not like that. But you can, so say you have your garden in the back corner or whatever, you can put a squirrel feeder like in the front part of your yard.
Uh-huh.
And then that way they're like, oh, here's some tasty snacks, and they're not going to eat whatever you don't want.
And believe it or not, there are people that do feed squirrels.
Yeah.
There are people that feed squirrels.
There's people that set up like little
picnic tables.
Yeah. All sorts of things for the squirrels. So that's an option.
Many people are trying to keep them out. Other people are like, hey, come on over, you know, that type of thing. But yeah, squirrels and chipmunks can be pretty damaging to crops. Raccoons are another one.
They can be damaging to your roof of your house. I mean, my sister just went through that. So you want to look for, you could do like, look for that. So you want to put the squirrel, I don't know, friendly feeder away from your garden, and then they're going to be attracted to that. You want to look for squirrel bait. So maybe you have an acorn tree and that's attracting the squirrels. So you would want to collect those acorns and make sure that they're not going to continue to eat those.
Another thing, you can have free range your dog or your cat in the backyard and they can chase them. And that's kind of fun for them. Not necessarily, you know, most times you don't have them out, you know, unless you're in the country type of thing. The squirrels.
But I think squirrels are aware, like if you have a dog or a cat, like an outdoor cat, they're less likely to come around. I know like growing up, we had an indoor outdoor cat. And we didn't have a lot of squirrels bothering our little garden. So they sense those predators.
Well, another one is rabbits.
Yeah. I just want to mention
go ahead.
One thing about the squirrels is that if you have bare soil, that's going to encourage them to dig more. So that's another
because
reason.
They kind of like can see what is that there's yeah. an opportunity there to yeah. find something.
So you'd want to make sure you mulch it, or if it's like just a bare spot in your yard, you want to cover that up, what have you.
All right, let's talk about rabbits. Now, there's a couple of ways in which we can control rabbits. We can cage them and get them out of the off the property, or we can use Deer Defeat. Use our coupon code RADIO to save 10% on your order. It is an all-natural deer, rabbit, and groundhog repellent that works through rain, freeze, and snow and hot temperatures and all of the good stuff that we experience it through the years in our garden. And it's a phenomenal. It doesn't smell. So it works really, really well, and testimonies back us up on that as well. So that's one way to do it. Deer, there's other options. And with deer, there's a double fence. Holly, you can explain that.
Actually, on rabbits.
You're going to go back to rabbits. Okay.
Yeah, I think people don't want to do this because it's an investment. But when before we had the raised beds, we had an in-ground garden.
Right.
And we invested in however many feet of chicken wire.
About 250 feet of poultry wire, 2 foot high poultry wire, 1 inch hexagon size.
But it was worth it. It kept the rabbits out.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how quickly your green beans and your cucumbers will grow when they're not getting eaten down every evening by the neighborhood rabbits.
Right. So the deer, you want to do double fence where you build a fence where there's one fence and then within like a foot there's another fence, and yes, that is quite the investment.
Well, 2 footer, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the big heavy. You can do it with fishing wire too, couldn't you? On a low budget type of thing.
Yeah, you could do it with fishing wire. A lot of people
fishing line.
Oh, fishing line.
People are yelling at us right now. It's not fishing. It's not fishing. Yeah, it's fishing line. You nimrods.
Obviously,
yeah.
We're not fisher people.
Fishermen and women.
Yeah, fisher
people. Let's just move past the fishing.
Anyway, that's one thing you can do with deer. Another thing is think about, are you baiting these deer? Do you live near a high deer traffic area? Are you, like, mowing paths to your garden? Are you maybe, like...
Do you have the very sweet, tender stuff on the outer portions of the garden instead of inside and surrounding the outer side with less appealing appetizers that deer may not necessarily want? And they're not going to walk through the garden because they're maybe not feel so secure. So if you put your sweet peas and all that kind of wonderful stuff on the outside, they're going to sit there and eat away.
And sometimes if you send your kids outside to play every evening, those deer never come around because they're so spooked. Like one of my coworkers has smaller children. They're always outside in the evenings. She doesn't have any issues with deer, but her neighbor does because the neighbor won't come in. The deer won't come in her yard, but they'll go in the neighbor's yard. Yeah.
Cats and dogs. Now, if you've got your own cats and dogs, you maybe can train them or watch them as they go in the backyard. However, citrus is a very good deterrent for cats and dogs. Simply just orange peels. You throw them on top of the ground, and that will help deter or cause a fragrance in which they're not wonderfully appealing to them. Lavender is another smell in which cats do not like. What are some other ways in which we can get rid of cats? Now, if they're neighborhood cats, as much as you may not want to, you can trap them, live trap them, and then have the Humane Society come and pick them up or take them somewhere else.
I've never really had any experience with cats, but I know like one thing you can do is make it so that if they are walking around your garden, you can make a perimeter of like pine cones.
Yeah, they don't like prickly things.
Yeah, they don't like prickly things on their paws.
Well, here on the story time, back on the farm, you know, if you grew up on a farm, there's a lot of rural areas that listen to the program. You know that during peak times of the year, you may have, well, for my experience, we had 20 cats, and then all of a sudden, about 3 months, we had 65 cats, and the population would go up and down based on how things worked out, you know, whether the cats ran away, whether they got, you know, things happened, they got sick, they didn't, you know, didn't recover. But we never had a snake, we never had a rat, we never had a mouse, and they were just everywhere on the farm. So that is one way kind of to fix the problems with other issues you may be having, is having that population of felines.
Right. That is...
And we had 3 dogs, too. So
right, so a lot of times your pets or whatever they are on the farm... The barn cats.
Yeah, they're part of the farm. They keep things in check.
Yeah. They're part of the farm ecosystem.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Chickens, I don't, I guess, why would you let your chickens?
Well, you control bugs. I mean, but it's not something you're going to let them go in the garden overnight or anything. But if you're watching them, they can do a lot of good things, pick a lot of bad bugs off of your garden. So just something else to kind of keep in mind.
People build those chicken tractors.
Yeah, that run around.
Yeah.
I don't have much experience with chickens at all.
Right.
I do know if you order an egg at a restaurant, you want it to be hatched. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Scrambled, hatched. You want at least to have open an egg. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with that being said, summer is already here. We're in full swing and we're not looking back. But hey, if you've been on social media, if you've been in your backyard, those Japanese beetles are here and already wreaking havoc on all of your vegetation.
Yeah, if you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. Derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria, Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. Just mix the powder with water and spray on your plants. Once ingested, the target pests will stop feeding and die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know it's a great choice to use on your fruits and veggies in addition to your ornamental flowers and trees.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but the best part about the product is that it's safe to use around beneficial insects such as ladybugs, butterflies, and bees, and has no issue with water toxicity. That's Beetle Gone from phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.